Barcelona. What to skip, what to book early, and what to just wander into. A full day in one of Europe's most compelling cities, and a few things worth knowing before you begin exploring its historic streets. Barcelona is one of those destinations that tends to meet the expectations of its visitors immediately. It is a city that feels both ancient and intentionally modern. A Mediterranean capital that has managed to preserve its historical core while expanding into a remarkably organized urban grid. For anyone arriving for a day or a longer stay, the city offers a sense of space and light that is characteristic of the Catalan coast. What makes Barcelona unique is the way it encourages wandering. While there are world-famous landmarks to see, the true character of the city is found in the transition between its neighborhoods. It is a place that rewards those who are willing to move away from the main tourist corridors and look at the smaller details of the architecture and the local way of life. The arrival and geography. Most visitors arriving by sea or major transit will find themselves at the southern end of the city, near the waterfront. From the Port Vell area, the city opens up toward the mountains. The layout is dominated by the Ciutat Vella, or Old City, and the Eixample, which is the 19th-century expansion known for its wide avenues and octagonal building blocks. Understanding this division is helpful for planning your time. The Old City is a maze of narrow, winding streets, where it is easy to lose your sense of direction. The Eixample is the opposite, featuring long, straight vistas and a predictable grid that makes navigation simple. Having a basic grasp of these two distinct areas will help you manage your energy throughout the day. Logistics and practical movement. Barcelona is a highly accessible city, but the sheer volume of things to see means that you must be strategic about how you move from one point to another. Public transit. The metro system in Barcelona is clean, efficient, and air-conditioned. It is often the fastest way to get from the waterfront to the northern parts of the city, such as Parc Güell or the Sagrada Familia. Contactless payment is widely accepted at the turnstiles, making it easy to use without navigating ticket machines. Walking. The city was designed for pedestrians. The wide sidewalks of the Eixample and the car-free squares of the Gothic Quarter make walking the preferred method of exploration for most. It is important to wear appropriate footwear, as a day of exploring Barcelona can easily involve walking several miles without realizing it. The local schedule. One of the most important things for a visitor to understand is the local rhythm. Many smaller shops and traditional businesses still observe a midday break, typically closing between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. While larger department stores and tourist-oriented shops stay open, the city feels different during these hours. Planning your main shopping or specific museum visits around this schedule will prevent frustration. Exploring the neighborhoods. To see Barcelona properly, you should aim to spend time in at least two or three distinct districts, as each offers a different perspective on Catalan culture. The Gothic Quarter. This is the heart of the Old City. It is a dense area of stone buildings, hidden plazas, and the massive Barcelona Cathedral. The streets here date back to Roman and medieval times. It is best explored in the early morning before the crowds reach their peak, allowing you to see the light hitting the ancient stone walls in silence. El Born. Located right next to the Gothic Quarter, El Born is slightly more modern in its energy, but no less historic. It is home to the Picasso Museum and the Basilica of Santa Maria del Mar. This area has become a center for independent designers and artisanal shops, making it a great place to see the contemporary creative side of the city. Gràcia. Once a separate village that was eventually swallowed by the city's expansion, Gràcia still feels like a small town. It is located further north and features low-rise buildings and a series of intimate squares where locals gather. It is significantly less touristy than the center and offers a more authentic look at daily life in Barcelona. Barceloneta. This is the traditional fishing district located along the beach. While it has become very popular with tourists, it still retains a specific character with narrow houses and laundry hanging over the streets. It is the best place to find seafood and to experience the city's connection to the Mediterranean Sea. Architectural landmarks and cultural sites. Barcelona is synonymous with the work of Antoni Gaudí, but his buildings are only one part of the city's rich architectural history. the Sagrada Familia. This basilica has been under construction for over 100 years and remains the most iconic site in the city. Even for those who do not go inside, the exterior facades are worth a close inspection. If you do intend to enter, booking weeks in advance is mandatory, as the site operates on a strict timed entry system. Casa Batlló and La Pedrera, located on the elegant Passeig de Gracia, these two residential buildings showcase the height of Modernism architecture. They are famous for their organic shapes and lack of straight lines. Even a walk past their exteriors provides a sense of the creative explosion that occurred in Barcelona at the turn of the 20th century. The Picasso Museum. This museum holds one of the most extensive collections of works by the 20th century Spanish artist. It focuses specifically on his formative years. The museum is housed in five contiguous medieval palaces in El Born, and the architecture of the galleries is as much of a draw as the art itself. Bunkers del Carmel. For the best view of the city, many people now head to this former anti-aircraft battery. It offers a 360-degree view of Barcelona, stretching from the mountains to the sea. It is a steep walk to the top, but it provides a sense of the city's geography that you cannot get from street level. The waterfront and beaches. The relationship between Barcelona and its coastline changed significantly during the 1992 Olympics, which saw a massive redevelopment of the industrial waterfront. Today, the city features miles of accessible beaches and a long boardwalk. While the beaches closest to the city center can be very busy, they offer a unique urban beach experience. You can walk from a dense medieval street directly onto the sand in a matter of minutes. For a quieter experience, walking further north toward the Poblenou neighborhood generally leads to wider beaches and fewer crowds. Safety and awareness. Like any major tourist destination, Barcelona requires a level of practical awareness. The city is generally safe, but pickpocketing is a known issue in high-traffic areas like La Rambla or on the metro. Keeping your belongings in front of you and staying aware of your surroundings in crowded places is usually enough to avoid any issues. The city has also been very active in managing the impact of tourism. You may see signs or graffiti related to this topic. Being a respectful visitor, sticking to designated paths, and supporting local businesses away from the main tourist hubs is the best way to interact with the local community. Barcelona is a city that provides a high level of sensory input. The colors of the markets, the unique shapes of the buildings, and the constant sound of people living their lives in the streets and squares create a memorable atmosphere. It is a destination that does not require a packed itinerary to be enjoyed. Often, the best way to spend a day in Barcelona is to pick a direction, start walking, and let the city reveal itself to you. Barcelona is a city designed for the human scale. It reminds you that the best way to understand a place is to walk through it at your own pace.